Well, we desire an interest in your prayers tonight, that the Spirit of the Lord would meet with us. Just really good to see each one that's here tonight, and trust the Lord will just pay us a special blessing.
Yes,
give us, meet with us with his presence. Written on the board, God is still on his throne. And I am so thankful tonight that God is still on his throne. I am thankful tonight that we do not have to be defined by what we hear on the news. I am thankful that we don't have to allow the politics of the day to dictate our joy. Because if that were the case, it would be a pretty discouraging and desolate time, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It seems like that the world is full of just bad news. And you hear the same thing on the radio every time you turn it on about. And it's usually not real uplifting. But I am thankful to report tonight, not only according to Scripture, but according, and we could just open it up tonight. We won't. We'd be here all night. But we can all report tonight that God has not abdicated his throne. God is still on the throne, and I trust that the message tonight will just be an encouragement, because we're living in a day of bad news, but there is still good news. And by definition, that is the gospel. The gospel is good news. If you will turn with me over to Psalms 103 and verse 19. This is our text tonight. We have don't want to scare anybody now. We have a number of scriptures. But what I hope tonight in the Spirit of the Lord is that when we leave here this evening, there will be some seeds that are sown, and the Spirit of the Lord can help and enable to grow in your life where it needs to grow.
Yes, amen.
Psalms 103, verse 19. It said, "The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all." God is sovereign tonight. Do we still believe that?
Yes.
Do you know that God is sovereign? In other words, God has ultimate authority, not only in heaven, but he has ultimate authority here on earth. He has supreme power, and he has not ceded that power to anyone. He has not left the throne and said, "All right, I think I'll just give Satan control of everything." Now, it is true that God chose to give mankind the power of choice. That was by design. God gave each one of us the power of choice, but the consequences of man's choices are fixed. It seems like the enemy would like people to think today, "Well, I have the choice, I can do what I want." And you do have choice tonight. But you cannot choose the consequences to the choices you make. God has put into place consequences that are going to be the result of the choices that we make. But the good news is this, that when we choose to place ourselves in the hands of God, we can rest assured in the knowledge that he is still on his throne, and he cares for us. He is touched by the things that move us and touch us in our life, and he's watching over us tonight. You know, that ought to change the way we pray. When we come and pray, do we pray with a spirit of defeat? Or do we pray with a spirit of knowledge that God is still on his throne? And when we listen to the problems of the day, you know, we could go through a long list, but politics. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle, there is trouble in our world, isn't there? Used to, I have to acknowledge that used to, it seemed like that as a country, we kind of took the high road in some things. And I'd go and I'd see the violence and the chaos and the corruption in other countries in which I traveled. You know, we're not taking the high road anymore. But what I can still say is God is still on his throne. And I am thankful tonight, as children of God, our kingdom is not of this world. We are children in the kingdom of God when we've been born again and washed in the blood. And although we are touched by the things that happen in this time world, we don't have to allow it to dictate our peace or our lack of joy. But we can recognize that when we pray and daily when we make decisions, that our God is still on His throne. You recall when the children of Israel went out to fight the Syrians, and you can read it on your own time in 1 Kings chapter 20. They went out and they won the battle against the Syrians, against a great army, and the children of Israel were few in number. And so what the Syrians thought is, well, they serve the God of the hills, because that's where they won the battle, was up in the hills. So if we can just get them down in the valley, we'll win this battle. But what they soon discovered was that the God of the hills was God of what? He was God of the valleys. Do you know that's our faith tonight? The things may not be optimal in our lives around us. The things in our nation may be in chaos. But thank God, the God of the valley is still God of the hills. And that's the one that we place our faith in. So when we pray for the lost, when we pray for those that are sick, when we pray because we are personally struggling, let us remember tonight that we serve a God that is still on His throne. And it is a throne of power. It is a throne of authority. And it is a throne that Satan has been fighting against. But what does the song say? Satan has lost the battle. When to the Lord we humbly bow. Thank the Lord that God is still on His throne. He was 2,000 years ago. He was 4,000 years ago. And today, He's still on His throne. Right in the middle of the politics of the day, of rioting, of coronavirus, of sin, of addictions, abuse, family problems, in the time of tragic loss and pain, and depression, and emotional turmoil, in a time of, it seems like there's so many family issues in our world today, let's remember that God is still on His throne. And that ought to instill in us a confidence. The scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? By the word of God. So if your faith has been a little discouraged, or it's been a little weak tonight, I pray that you will go away knowing and encouraged in your faith that yes, God is still on His throne. Over in the book of Daniel, in the second chapter of Daniel, as the Lord was giving me this message, He kept bringing this back to me over the last few days over here in Daniel chapter 2. When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, you remember he was looking for someone to interpret the dream for him. And Daniel came, and the secret in verse 19 said, the secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. Talking about God. This God that's still on His throne. He changeth the times and the seasons. Now, I still believe this next part as well. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that have no understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. Do we still believe that tonight? I still believe that God puts kings up and sets kings down. And with the understanding of this, that God uses evil men to accomplish His purpose when He has a desire and a plan in life. All through the history of mankind, God has used the evil of mankind. Now, God did not cause the evil. That was a result of men's choice. But when man meant it for evil, what did God do? He turned it around for good, didn't He? He will do that for His children tonight. And God still sets kings up and takes them down. The scripture in Psalms 46, and I'm sure many of you could quote it tonight, it says, God is our refuge in what? Strength. A very present help when? In time of trouble. Do we still believe that? This, it goes on to say, therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. You know, that's what the enemy likes us to get our eyes on tonight. The bad news. The problems. This problem here. This problem that. Until as a people, we can become a depressed people. But God is still on His throne. And this is how that Psalms concludes in verse 10. It says, be still. Now, the mountains are trembling. The earth is quaking. I'd say that sounds like trouble, doesn't it? And yet, He said, be still and know what? That I am God. In the midst of all of the problems around about, He said, just be quiet. Be quiet and remember and know I am still on my throne. And I am still working. And to every individual that opens up their heart to the Lord, He is going to be your God and you will be His people. And He will take you to lead you in green pastures. And He'll bring you to a quiet resting place in Him. You know, sometimes we get so caught up with the cares and busyness of life and all the things around us. And the Lord is just saying, be still. Get quiet and know that I am God. Thank the Lord. The scripture says that over in the 10th chapter of John, He tells us that Jesus said that you're in the hand of the Father. And it says, no man can pluck you out of my hand. Do you know this evening that it does not matter how bad or how difficult the trial that we face tonight is? If we are in the hand of the Father, there is nothing that Satan can do or that man can do to remove us from the safety of being in the hand of God. Amen. And that is because our God tonight is still on His throne. The power of God is greater than every other power that's in this earth. That's what makes God sovereign. He has ultimate power and ultimate authority. And that's the reason why Jeremiah said over in the 32nd chapter, in verse 17, he said, there is nothing too hard for thee. Have a problem? We know where to take it, don't we? We know where to take it to the God that is on His throne. No matter what it looks like tonight. No matter the burden. No matter the pain. And the grief and the suffering that all of us are going to face in this life because of sin around us. There is a power that is greater than those things, and that comes by the power of God. Because He's still on His throne. When we're sick, when we're sad, when we have emotional and physical problems, remember that God is still on His throne. Folks, Jesus is not dead. He's not dead. He is, Jesus is King of Kings and what? Lord of Lords. Isn't that our safety tonight? And sometimes the enemy just wants to press us down further and further. Have you ever looked at your own life and think like there's just no hope? I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. But when you can begin to look unto Jesus, who the scripture says is the author and the finisher of your faith, and you begin to get a vision that God is sovereign and He's on His throne and His will is for me to be an overcomer, do you know that starts changing the tide of the battle that the enemy is winning? Because we recognize it's not that we have more power. It's not that we have all wisdom. It's not that I can overcome all things in the world in my own strength. But the scripture says greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That's our victory tonight. It's not because we are so pious. It's not because we're so righteous in our own selves. It's not because, well, this is where I came from and this is my family name and this is where I went to church. We can be right under the sound of the gospel and be living in desperation and failure and defeat. But when we begin to recognize that God is on His throne, it gives me hope. It gives me courage. And not only, it's not a vain hope, it is a hope that has worked in my life. When Jesus did for me what I could not do for myself. God has been that God on His throne for my children in times of distress, and you can't reach them. God is still on His throne. Parents, take courage this morning, tonight. Grandparents, when you cannot reach people, don't forget God is on His throne. And He is working and doing what you cannot do. God has not abdicated His power, and I thank God for it. There is a little verse of song that says, God is still on His throne, and He will remember His own. Though trials may press us and burdens distress us, He will never leave us alone. God is still on His throne, and He will remember His own. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on His throne. When you come to places in life, it seems like that there's no way out. There's nowhere to go. God is still on His throne. The children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 14, the children of Israel got to the place that they experienced a deliverance from God. They got out of Egypt, didn't they? They were on their way out. We finally are on our way. Things are happening now. And then they came up to an obstacle, didn't they? They came up to the Red Sea, and they began to lose their faith. And Moses, the Lord gave Moses a message, and he stood before them, and he said, fear not, stand still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. Now, this isn't something you're going to have to take care of. Just be still and see what God will do. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And it said, the Lord shall fight for you. Why was it? Because God was on His throne. And we find that night that an east wind started to blow, didn't it? When Moses lifted up his hands over that with that rod, it said that the sea parted. And that wind that was blowing that probably brought fear and questions and worry, what was their obstacle? Turned out to be their salvation. The Red Sea parted and they walked on dry land. And as the Egyptians followed them, that water came crashing back down over those Egyptians. And it killed them. Do you know tonight that many times in life, the things that seem to be the greatest problems in our life, when we submit ourselves into the hands of God, He will use some of the most difficult places in our life, and He will turn them around to be the very thing that gives us the victory that we're looking for. Saints, tonight, God is still on His throne. And if you are facing some Red Seas in your life, and you want to run, and you want to do whatever you can to escape, remember this, God is on His throne, and He can take, what's another song say? It says, God will make this trial what? He'll make it a blessing. It'll bring us to our knees. And we begin to recognize our neediness before God. Some of the most difficult times, I know we can all testify to it, some of the most difficult things that I've gone through that I would have loved the Lord to have spared me from, those were the things that God used to work in my life in a way that nothing else could. None of us want the cross. None of us want the pain and the agony of it. And yet, more often than not, it is the cross that brings about victory in our lives. So when you get to those places that you don't know where to go or what to do, remember, God has a way of turning things around and working for our good. And there is nothing that will take God by surprise. You ever been surprised by something? Thought, I would have never thought this would happen. You ever thought you were doing pretty good spiritually, and then all of a sudden, boom. It's like, I never thought. What are you going to do? God hasn't gotten off His throne. We just need to get down and come and approach that throne. Nothing takes God by surprise. And when God sees and He knows the temptations that come all of our way, the Scripture says that God will make what? A way to escape. He's still on His throne. There is no temptation taking you tonight, but such as is common to man. But God will, with the temptation also, He'll make a way to escape. And you know, as you escape those things, you will grow and become strong. And the things that one time frustrated you can be a strength to you. Do you believe that? Can you look back in your life and see where the Lord has brought you from and how He used difficulties in your life? And today you can say, I have victory. And yes, now you're battling something else. But think what you'll be able to do next year when you look back at tonight. Say, you know what? The Lord was really working. But tonight we may not see it. Saints, sometimes we will not see where God is working. But it does not mean He has left us alone. He is still on His throne. He's sovereign. If I'll just give a quote, give you where it's found to save a little time tonight. But over in the book of Esther, chapter 4, there is a passage of Scripture in verse 13 and 14. I was really struck. Let me just read this one. Remember when Haman was out to destroy the Jews? And Mordecai went to Esther with the message that Haman's going to destroy. You need to go talk to the king about this. Said Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. And he said, think not thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. He said, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Now there's some major truths in this passage. One of them is this. Esther, you have a duty to do. You have a duty. But I want you to know something, Esther. If you don't do it. Because see, Mordecai had enough faith that God was on His throne, that God was going to spare His people. He didn't know how and he didn't know who, but he had enough confidence that Esther, if you don't do your duty, God's going to do it somehow. He'll find someone else. He'll do something else. And Esther, if there's going to be a punishment if you don't do your duty, you and your father's house will be lost. But God is going to accomplish His plan. But he went on to say then, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther, don't you think God has put you in this place to accomplish His plan? Tonight, I believe God has a plan for each and every one of us. And sometimes there is a desire to run away from the response. And you know what? That doesn't even sound, we know that doesn't sound spiritual, run away, right? So we can cover it up with, well, I want to be certain and I don't want to get ahead of the Lord. There's a place for that. But we can, I'm praying about it. How long have you been praying? Quit praying and do what God told you to do. You know what I'm saying? There is a time. There is a time to be obedient and fulfill the duty that God has given us to do. And we can cover it up with all the spiritual things. I'm praying, I'm waiting, all these things. And there's a time for that. But there is a time that God has put us in the kingdom for such a time as this. God was sovereign. And He knew what was going to happen. And He opened up the door for Esther to get in that position to influence the king. Do you think God is still doing that today? Do you know God will put people in the lives of people that you're praying for? Have you ever had someone that you were really concerned about, but you could not reach them? You couldn't get through to them? You start praying to God because He's on His throne. He can place people in their path. He can put people to cross their path that can say a word to them or be an influence on them that maybe you couldn't do. Parents, God will do that with your children. Because God is on His throne and He cares. But here's the other truth is, God, you may be the one that will be the answer to someone else's prayer. Maybe the Lord put someone in your sphere of influence for such a time as this. Let's not shy away from our duty, but let's allow ourselves to be moved by the Lord that has a plan on His throne. Similarly, you remember Joseph? Rejected by his family? Sold into slavery? Falsely accused? Put into prison? Now, what would our attitude and spirit be if that were us? Where is God? I don't understand. You know, those are valid questions tonight, and there will be times, and don't allow the enemy to steal something from you. There are times that you will question God. Just be careful not to charge Him. But there's going to be times that we frankly don't understand why God is doing what He's doing. Because we don't see the whole plan. But you know, throughout the things that Joseph faced in life, the Lord had a plan. And He was the one, and we touched on the scripture, He was the one that said when his brothers bowed down to Him, He was the one that said, you know, man meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. God took man's evil intentions and He turned it around to work something good in the lives of His people. God is not the one that's causing the evil in our world. Someone asked me the other day, what do you think the cause of all this in our nation is? And I said, sin. What's the answer? I have the answer. Number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart. And number two is really like unto it, and that is love your neighbor as yourself. That would take care of the problems of this world. Isn't that the answer? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God. But recognize tonight, while other people may not be doing that, let's recognize that God is on His throne. And I want God to work in my life and in your life and work His sovereign will, that we would be obedient and submissive to the will of God. Scripture says, and we know that all is a big word. I remember Sister Laverne, wasn't she? Preached a message at Monarch years ago. A-double-L-all. All things work together for good to... You know, sometimes people stop right there and they take the scripture out of context and they just comfort one another. Well, all things work together for good. That scripture is only true. There's a condition on that. All things work together for good to whom? To them that love God. To them who are called according to what? His purpose. Are we called according to His purpose? If we are answering the call of God tonight, we can rest assured and be at peace to know that everything that touches my life, even though man meant it for evil, the Lord can work it for good for me in my life. It ought to change how we focus. See our battles. It changes how we see circumstances. Jesus is on His throne making intercession for us tonight. You know, Jesus is God. Jesus was all God and Jesus is all man. That's the mystery of the hypostatic union that we cannot understand with our finite minds. We say, well, God, Jesus, is He God or is He man? Yes. He's all of both. It was his humanity coupled with His divinity that enabled Him to be an intercessor for us at the right hand of God. You remember Stephen when he was being stoned? Stephen was being stoned, and how did he respond to his enemies? What was his prayer? Lay not this sin to their charge. They were evil men and he was being mistreated. But he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And he looked up and what did he see? He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Do you know, in the middle of the most difficult trials and battles, Jesus is not sitting down. You know, we think about God sitting on His throne. Jesus is standing up. And He's watching His children. And we say, what sense did it make for a man like Stephen to be stoned? I don't know what all God had in mind, but there was a young man that was holding those cloaks of those that were stoning. You know his name? That was Saul, who was later known as Paul. And he might have very likely seen Stephen's face and heard that spirit of forgiveness and heard that prayer. And the Lord might have used that to begin to talk, that when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, you know, this is just looking at what happened, but very likely he remembered that young man named Stephen, that he might have remembered Stephen. Do you know Stephen would have willfully given his life if he would have known everything that Paul was going to do for the cause of God? Are we willing tonight to suffer? Are we willing tonight to be falsely accused? Are we willing tonight to endure difficult things, not knowing the result, but resting in this, that God is on his throne and he's going to take this and he's going to do something good? God has a history and a pattern of doing these things. Jesus said over in Matthew 28:18, he said, all power, now help me out, all power is given unto me where? In heaven and in earth. He was speaking of his sovereignty. All power is given. That's why Jesus healed the blind. He cast out devils. He saved the sinner. And do you know he's still doing it today? This is who we pray to when we're in trouble. When we bring these burdens to the Lord, we're not just praying, just taking up time, expending useless air. We are coming before a sovereign God that is listening, that cares. He's answering prayers, and he is there to take care of us in our troubles. Anybody ever had a need and you prayed and the Lord came through and answered it? We could have a long testimony service tonight, couldn't we? Times that God stopped the natural course of events and worked a miracle. That was God being on his throne. I've seen it. I've experienced it. You have too. Things that did not just happen. I'm reminded, and many of you have heard this story, but I'm reminded of when George Mueller at the orphanage, there were 300 hungry children. They had no food. It was time for breakfast, and he told them to go, had them go get ready for school and for the day. And he told the matron there, he said, call all the children in and let's pray for the food. And there was no food. He said they came in faith, and they began to pray and thank God for the food. And there was a knock on the door. They went, and the bread man was there. He said, you know, I couldn't sleep last night, and it kept coming to me that you might need bread. And he said, so I got up early and I baked extra bread. They took the bread in, and just a moment, there's another knock on the door. The milkman had broken down right outside the orphanage. He said, this milk's going to go bad until we can get the truck fixed. He said, can you all use this milk? Did that just happen? No, God was on his throne. Jesus said, the very hair of your head are numbered. And that is a changing number. It changes every day. And the Lord is aware. And if you think Jesus said he sees the sparrow fall down, how much more does this sovereign God care about you tonight? Let's be encouraged. In our struggles, in our battles, in our distresses, in our sicknesses, in the afflictions, in the times, I just don't see where God is and I don't understand. Let's take courage to know that God is still on his throne.